Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Most of you know that I live in Barcelona. It's a place I call home. We were halfway through recording this very enjoyable Q&A about La Liga when Martin and I discovered that people were being killed very nearby to where I live. We stopped. I tried to take it in. The rest of the day was very much focused on making sure that everybody we know was well and safe. At least 13 people died. This is mentioned here because I don't feel it's the wrong thing to continue to talk about football, to send this out, simply because those who died need to be remembered and honoured, but those who try to make us dismayed, disorganised, fearful, and try to affect the joy we take out of life need to be opposed and defeated. I think and hope that even though I was recording this in a place where something terrible happened yesterday, the good thing, the right thing, is to be respectful, but to carry on with life. I hope you agree. You're about to hear 15 minutes of my La Liga preview question and answer. You can get the full recording, which comes in about a hefty 90 minutes plus extra time, by becoming a big interview socio. Go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, where you'll find full details of the socio package. Sign up now and you'll get the full Q&A, an exclusive interview with Rafa van der Vaart, and the latest episode of The Big Inside View. See you there.
We've got Daryl Geraghty, who's a great supporter of the podcast. Hola, senor. Just curious as to see who you think this season's breakout stars will be. I think Pablo Fornals, Villarreal, could be the signing of the summer.
You'd also, I mean, the thing about Fornals, and it's exciting to start with this, and it's typical of Daryl, is he's gone to outright talent. If anybody hasn't seen Fornals, predominantly, I mean, he grew up an awful lot in Malaga, and he racked up a good number of first-team games for Malaga as a 19 and 20-year-old. I think to describe him quickly, you would say a quick Riquelme, a quick 21-year-old Riquelme. Now, if you could use a time machine and get one Roman Riquelme, the version that we saw at Villarreal and the version at Boca Juniors, less so at Barcelona, he just wasn't a fit with Van Gaal. If you could make him 21 again, the bidding would start at 100 million euros. So the fact that Fornals hasn't gone, I understand why he hasn't gone to Real Madrid, because the need for him is less there. The fact that Barcelona, for example, haven't gone and buy this kid is completely out of my orbit of understanding. Because although he's a project, he isn't the finished article like Asensio is right now. This is still a guy who is two-footed, has shaken off the fact that he's wiry. He's about 5'10 and wiry, but already he's just got a little bit more top body strength. And last season, what we saw him begin to do, given that he's not a 10, but he's a roaming, attacking, he's got Gus Poyet's, you remember that ability Poyet had and David Platt had for arriving in the final third of, not necessarily always the box, but arriving in the final third of the pitch with some sort of inner clock ticking down from 25, going, start the run now, nothing happening. Keep the run going, nothing happening. 16, 17, something's moving there. Look at him on the right. Sprint now, ball, goal, or chance, or penalty, or free kick. Fornals has got that, except he's also got, I think, a balance on the ball. You know, people scouts used to describe to me, Martin, and you were a good footballer, so maybe you've got it, but British scouts often use this phrase, well, I've seen this player and he can't run. And I've never been noticed on can he run. And it's just a lazy way of saying, you know, I don't particularly like his athleticism or something like that. But the word balance is used all the same. So what is balance? Somebody stands up without falling down. But I think what it applies to is the way that Fornals, for example, and McKelmy did, and there are many, many others, who aren't small centre of gravity players like Xavi and Iniesta, Messi and Alves and Villa. This is a guy who, without being in any way, you know, tall at 5'10", 5'10 and a half, when he's on the ball, his sense of equilibrium, his balance is that he's not looking for his footing or, you know, where he should be in relation to the ball. When he's looking, when he's using his peripheral vision and about to distribute the ball, there's a sense of equilibrium and elegance that means that what's in question is not whether he's got his bearings right, not whether he's in the right position vis-a-vis foot to ball. It's about whether he's seen the right pass and whether he executes it perfectly. And also his running onto the ball is very elegant. If he's in a team, and okay, so one of Daryl's points is unspoken, is about, is Villarreal the right place for him? You'd hope so, because they value exactly that kind of player and that kind of football at that club. In theory, if his progression continues in the way that he was showing at Malaga, and if, given that the crowd will instantly say this is a recognisable Villarreal DNA player, then those around him, particularly playing, for example, Bruno's getting to a stage whereby, I mean, we keep saying this about Adarith, we can't keep asking Bruno to be one of the standout elegant midfielders in the Liga given his advancing years. But if he is, and if he's playing, Bruno's playing regularly, say, alongside or behind Fornals, he'll be taught, he'll be given the ball at the right time. And Daryl's right. This is one of, if you were to name three or four footballers who are perhaps a little bit less high profile, but are just at the point where if you spend a season watching them, you'll say, blimmin' heck, no matter what else has happened in my football season, I've had a good year. Fornals is one.
New season, new stadium for Atleti. Steve Smith's got a question. How will the move to the new stadium affect Atletico? I've got a horrible feeling it'll be similar to my Hammers, losing the intensity your true home provides.
This would be a real cheat to say I know, because as we're recording right now, there's no pitch. Atleti are actually, you know, on a plane heading up for Girona, because they've got to play in Catalonia and Girona, because the Wanda Metropolitano, impressive though it looks as a shell of a stadium, isn't fully ready yet, and therefore the fixture's been reversed, and therefore what I'm trying to say is that, one, it's not the London Stadium. There's not going to be, you know, there's not this gigantic disparity about the running track. There's also not going to be World Championships bumping West Ham out. It is going to be, it's worse in a way, because, you know, the London Stadium where West Ham now is far closer to the bowling ground at Upton Park than the Wanda Metropolitano is to this spiritual, and this is what Stevie's getting at there, the spiritual home in terms of the neighbourhood, the actual Calderon, the structure, the architecture of the Calderon, the fact that it's got a motorway and a river running underneath part of it. The fact that you can gather easily at a nearby metro and drink your way to the stadium. And before we talk about the move let me throw in a phrase. I did an interview with Mauricio Pochettino at the beginning of last season. And before they were knocked out of the group stage of the Champions League, it was already clear that they were having these problems with Wembley. And I said to him, look, you know, the Champions League has taught you, and this is, you know, Atletico fit into this category, the Champions League has taught all teams how to play away, because in the old European Cup, if you had a bad run, you played away in Europe once you were knocked out. Well, if you get into the group stage, or if you've had to qualify into the group stage, you might have had two away ties, and then three in the group stage, five. And if you're a regular qualifier, as many teams are, let's pick a Bayer Leverkusen. Let's pick them, for example. They got the final once, but they're not going to win it. They're not going to be semi-finalists regularly. But they rack up a lot of away experience. And Spurs come into that category of racking up away experience in the Champions League and learning how to play in a completely foreign environment, not just nicking across town to Chelsea or nicking up to Anfield. So in other words, the modern footballer learns how to travel, how to accept different climate, different food, a different sleep pattern, and teams now in Europe play a way to win. They don't go for the old style European Cup, like block, defend, play boring, try and sneak a 1-0. And therefore, for Tottenham, I said to him, "But you know what the hell's wrong? You've gone a very short distance to a London-based stadium, and yet it seems like the players have got the jitters." And he kind of, he looked back at me and he said, "Look, it's like," he said, "I like sleeping at home. I love sleeping at home." He said, "I love hotels. We get to go to good hotels in our business. Or if I go on holiday, I can afford a good hotel. But you go into a 5-star hotel bedroom, sometimes you look at the bed or the pillows or the air conditioning or the noise in the corridor. Sometimes you sleep well, and sometimes you don't. It is good to sleep in your own bed." And I thought, metaphorically, that was a really nice way of describing it. So will the Metropolitano feel like their own bed to the fans and to the players? My opinion is that there's a fighting chance. Typically for Spain, there's been hold-ups, there's been disputes, and Atleti aren't ready. And I think that's a little bit embarrassing. You know, the stadium and the access and the safety certificates and the pitch, these have all been last-minute projects when they shouldn't have been. So, Steve, for me to say, "I don't worry, it'll be fine," or, "Now you're right, it's a disaster," that would just be inept of me. But I think that the timing of a squad that hasn't been changed, there's not a whole tranche of new players coming in. There's a group that are unified, that work together, that have got an all for one, one for all spirit. They've kept Simeone, and while Simeone, I suspect, will be using this year as a sort of litmus test about, do I do 2-3 more or do I go? He's still here now. There is this sort of backs to the wall, we'll make this work feeling amongst players, coach and fans. 6 months in, if they're playing like pants and they're losing, everybody will still be pointing the finger at the stadium about that. You're right. But a priori, looking at it, you'd say that if this is progress, if this is going to add revenue, if UEFA assess it and say this is going to be a European final stadium in the near future, that pride factor, I've got hopes that it doesn't derail Atleti. I've got hopes that it's good for them commercially, and therefore there's a threat, you're right. But initially, I keep my fingers crossed. And if I was cynical and saying I've heard that the fans are just disgusted and they're not going to go, I would tell you so. So, blank piece of paper, let's hope they draw well on it.
Let's talk about the champions. Madrid kick off their season away to Deportivo on Sunday.
Yeah.
A couple of interesting questions. Stephen Johnson is saying, will Vallejo, Teo, Ceballos and Asensio get the chances they need this year at Real? And just following on from that, Ian Arnott is asking about Asensio as well. Is this the season he becomes a fully paid up member of the Galacticos, and will Barcelona live to regret not signing him in 2013?
Well, hola, Fontanero, Ian Arnott, an old friend. Stephen, hiya. These are good questions. Let's take them in reverse. I think Ian knows. I think he's playing with loaded dice. You know, Asensio last season proved that he is a player that the other footballers at Real Madrid already ultra respect. He'd already be in the top two or three most talented footballers at Real Madrid. Isco would be one of the others, after which Perm. But in terms of technical ability, he's more skilled than Cristiano Ronaldo. There's no question about that. He hasn't got the same physical power, dribbling, athleticism, I don't think. But Asensio right now looks like he could become only the second Spanish Ballon d'Or winner. I think it's not inappropriate to mention that, because he has everything that that award looks for. He has inspirational creativity, vision, daring, passing, shooting from range, slalom run dribbling. He's got responsibility, clean cut, articulate, intelligent. He looks well on camera. His profile will immediately soar. He's comfortable, and I think will become increasingly comfortable talking in the media. but we're talking what we're describing, an absolutely brilliant footballer. And in the way that Andres Iniesta grew up obsessed about Michael Laudrup, Asensio grew up obsessed about Zinedine Zidane. Now, how about that? It's a Jimmy Webb, Glenn Campbell thing. Jimmy Webb grew up obsessed with Glenn Campbell and said, you know, stood in front of his own mirror with a hairbrush trying to sing like Glenn Campbell when Glenn Campbell was in the 60s, was still gigging with the Beach Boys. And Webb ended up writing two of Glenn Campbell's three biggest hits ever. And that's what's happening to Asensio. And to me, that's some sort of divine intervention. We are taught enough about a footballer that if he isn't injured this season, will. I mean, Dembele at Dortmund is at the moment being tempted by a 160 million euro fee, Barcelona's fee. Let's take Mbappe, who we'll come back to. Monaco are saying that an 18-year-old Mbappe, who's an extraordinary striker, well, he's 180, they're asking for him. Well, if that's their prices, then what the flipping heck would you have to pay for Asensio? Because right now, although Mbappe is a phenomenon, I think, Asensio is ahead of both of them in terms of trophies, in terms of experience, in terms of showing his big game calm and responsibility. So Asensio is somebody about whom the whole world should be like rubbing in its hand.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.